WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council had its final workshop about the proposed 2018 budget yesterday. The council voted 6-1 to have public hearings on a 2.5-cent tax rate increase. The proposed tax rate of 49.75 cents per $100 valuation is to support the construction of a new police station. Under the new rate, the owner of a $175,000 home would pay about $73 per month. The public hearings are scheduled for 7 p.m. August 30th and September 11th at City Hall. The tax rate and the budget are scheduled for adoption September 25th. Shanna Elliott has filed to run for place 7 on the College Station School Board. Places 6 and 7 are both up for election this November. Place 6 is held by Michael Schaefer, who has already filed for re-election. Jerilyn Nolan has also filed for place 7, which is currently held by Valerie Yokin, who is not seeking re-election. The Bryan New Directions petition campaign to add proposed amendments to the Bryan City Charter falls short. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the petition needed 5% of the registered voters in the city, and although they collected more than enough signatures, not all of them were verified.
35 people signed the petition multiple times. There were 10 signers with invalid voter registration numbers or someone else's. Signers signed it who don't live in Bryan. Signers signed it who are registered to vote out in the county or in College Station. There were some entries where they were just incomplete, that all of the required elements required by law in the charter were not included.
Strada says more than 200 signers were not registered voters. Since the deadline for adding ballot items is Monday, it will be next year if any group wants to add proposals to amend the city charter. A son is arrested for attacking and threatening to kill his mother over the weekend. Bryan police responded to a disturbance call at a home on South Logan near West 29th. The victim, who they found hiding under the house, says her son gotten upset with her about money and threatened her with a kitchen knife before locking her in a closet. 24-year-old Armando Bustamante was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interference with an emergency telephone call. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Watch Your Back program and the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission are teaming together to spread a safety message about underage drinking. Watch Your Back program director Laura Mooney says whether your teen is still in high school or entering college, this is a talk you need to have.
And unfortunately, our statistics here in Texas bear out the fact that many teens will make terrible decisions when it comes to drinking alcohol and or then driving. And ultimately, that decision can lead to horrible consequences, including death or injuries. Plus, it can be very expensive, and generally it's going to be those parents who have to pay those fees, fines, and penalties for their underage drinker if they're caught doing something like drinking and driving or just being in possession of alcohol.
Mooney says parents and students are invited to a press conference this morning to learn more about the prevention of youth drinking and impaired driving. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the American Pavilion in Veterans Park. And the Brazos County Commissioner's Court ordered a burn ban for 90 days in Brazos County. All outdoor burning is prohibited. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Good morning, 7-Eleven, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota, a New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and our weather is sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine developing for the region today. We're hot, we're humid, temperatures 95 to 100, but it is still mid-August. We won't break out of this for yet another month or so. Lots of cloudiness overhead tonight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, highs will be 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. During Friday, it's partly sunny, temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Baylor settles its lawsuit with Jasmine Hernandez alleging institutional indifference. Meanwhile, the Rangers took down the Tigers in Arlington while the Astros hopped back to the win column after besting the Diamondbacks. And the NFL Players Association appeals Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, if you haven't been outside yet, then that's probably okay because it's,
hot.
Oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be all day. But if you want to dry clothes outside on the line, this is the time to do it. Because, I mean, the winds are going to be up at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. And it's going to be hot. So it's like a dryer, you know, just hang out there. It'll be just fine. Yeah, do that. Take some towels and hang those out on the line and let your family use them. They get a little scratchy, you know.
Yeah.
But they smell great.
Yeah, they smell like outdoors.
Back in the day, when was the last time you saw a house that's built in the last few years that had a clothesline in the back?
Oh, yeah.
That does. What you do is you drape it over the lawn furniture on the patio, right? That's how you dry.
You're doing that, yeah.
So how's this world of movies, going to the theater and actually sitting there with people who you know and others that you don't, who are using their phones while the movie's on? And, you know, how's that movie experience for you right now?
I can't tell you the last time I went to the movies.
Well, and
I just don't go.
You see, and I don't know how different you necessarily are from a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, you got it. There are franchises out there, you know, when the latest whatever Iron Man movie comes out or whatever that happens to be,
mm-hmm.
then maybe people flock to the movie theaters.
See, not the last time I went to a movie, but most recently I found a new guilty pleasure, and that's going to see a movie alone. Because it is fantastic. You don't have to wait on anybody for anything. Nobody's got to go to the bathroom. You got to wait out there awkwardly or something like that. You don't have to wait for somebody to show up to get tickets or anything. You just walk straight to the thing. You buy your ticket. You go. You sit wherever you want. You watch the movie and then you leave.
Yeah, because it's not a very social activity anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be. Yeah,
well,
you shouldn't be chit-chatting, you know, when all that stuff's going on. Now, and of course, it's different if it's an action movie or if it's a dark type movie that's like a murder mystery or something like that, or if it's a comedy. I mean, everything changes in the experience, and plus how full the theater is, that can have something to do.
Oh yeah, I always also, you know, even, you know, when I go with somebody else, I get the weird person who comes and sits right next to me who smells terrible and talks to themselves during the movie. This has happened to me more than once. To themselves.
Oh,
during
wow.
the movie. This
wow.
has happened to me more than once.
Hey, Brad, you could get up and move.
I could, but it's like halfway through the movie.
Do you care what that person thinks? You know, if you get up and move, right?
You know, I kind of do because that's the kind of person I am.
Caller.
Well, we don't go very often, but when we do now, we reserve a seat and sit in one of those recliners, and those are nice.
And you like that part, Art. Okay, good. Thanks. I'm glad to hear about that because that's, you know, it's the one over by Sam's, right? That has
Cinemark.
Seats. Yeah, Cinemark.
Those are nice.
Well, here's the deal. Your average price for a movie ticket now is $8.85.
Okay.
And the movie business is down 12% from last year, and it's still continuing to go down. You know, all these movies that they thought, like, what was it, Dark Tower, they thought that was going to be because it's got Matthew McConaughey in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that didn't work very well. And so as a result, they got to get people to come back into the movies. So there's this company called MoviePass. It's a service. It's been around for a few years where you pay a monthly flat rate, and then you can go to see as many movies in the theater as you want. Well, yesterday, they slashed their monthly cost from $50 to $9.95.
Wow.
So you can see as many movies as you want for roughly the cost of one ticket.
Netflix style.
Yeah, or less than one ticket in a lot of areas. Now, there are a few minor catches. You can only go to one movie per day. Does not include the premium theaters like the IMAX and 3D. And also not every theater accepts MoviePass, although the company says that 90% of them do.
Okay.
So this is really for somebody who just really enjoys going to the movies.
Suppose that's it, and you know, you live in a place that has enough screens that there's the variety to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I prefer to stay indoors.
MoviePass.com got slammed, not surprisingly, for most of yesterday. The whole site was down, and there's a chance that it might be too good to be true. AMC is already threatening to block MoviePass over the price cut. They're accepting it now, and like other movie theaters that accept the service, they get full price for a ticket, so they may decide that they want to change their way. MoviePass covers the full price every time. In the past, they've made up the difference through marketing partnerships that they've had with the theaters for concessions and selling user data about the movie-going habits. Oh, so you can get spammed. That's always nice. But AMC says that this $10 thing is unsustainably cheap and that it will make consumers devalue the movie-going experience. Well, I think we just talked about that, the one caller who said the reclining reserve seats make it an okay deal. And the thing is, that is something that is different. It does give you a chance to get out. It's not your air conditioning you're sitting
right.
in. Maybe you like the smell of popcorn while you're watching movies.
True.
And certainly the experience, they made the audio is better than it's ever been. With digital, it's digital audio and video, it's better than it's ever been from a quality standpoint. And that's better than watching it on your television at home. But that's still a really tough sell for a whole lot of people, like you say, just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. That's what MoviePass is trying to do right now.
It's interesting, at least.
And if the place is crashed, then you can't get to it. All right, I hope you feel good, because once again, we want to remind you, today is Ecological Debt Day.
Yeah.
Okay?
So if you're feeling good, you shouldn't.
That's right. You should be feel guilty about that, because we are using up the Earth's resources as best we can tell. And apparently it'll never come back. So there you are. Get this. A study. A study says teaching children from a young age to eat a healthy diet can be effective even as they reach their teens and begin eating more meals away from home.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we paid for that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I think they figured that out decades and eons ago. I think it's called habits.
Well, okay, but tell me about the freshman 15 then.
No, well, you got a
and
point
does,
there.
And does that still happen?
Oh, I think so.
Or are they already fat when they get here and it doesn't
matter?
Oh,
good point.
All right, the study anyhow. This is children in Finland, okay, Finland, because they're just like us.
Right.
Found that those who were taught to focus on healthy fats, like those found in fish and nuts and seeds and oils, had a slightly lower cholesterol level compared to those who ate an unrestricted diet. What they did is they took them and they tracked them for decades, and they found that they continued. But that's,
gotcha.
Again, that's good habits. That's just,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's eating or anything else, if it's good habits.
At the same time, I think if you were deprived in your childhood of too many things, then you get off to college and you think, oh wow, mom's not here to yell at me about eating an extra scoop of ice cream or eating ice cream at all, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's
and
like
so
a...
I bet if there's too much strictness at home, that it could have the opposite effect.
It's like preacher's kid syndrome,
right?
You know?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right about that, but I also think that there are enough kids who have done 80% of the things they wanted to, so but there's still that 20%, and that's what college is for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
want to
do everything, and because there's a whole lot of them who come here in nice cars and don't have to work and stuff like that that used to be part of the college environment. Part of the college environment used to be, okay, well, you get the car that gets hand-me-downed, and yes, you're going to have to get a job because we can't afford tuition and books and a place for you to live.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to actually work. And there's a segment of them here. But nonetheless, a lot of them come with all sorts of really bad habits already.
Yeah.
Just saying. So in the UK, a 37-year-old guy, his name is Charles Pask, gave himself a goal and stuck to it. Speaking of healthy, lost an incredible amount of weight in a very healthy way. Charles recently celebrated his accomplishment by taking a bath.
What?
Okay.
His first in 20 years.
Oh.
No. I'm sure he was taking a shower. I mean, but.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, he couldn't fit in the bath before?
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay.
At his peak, Charlie weighed 470 pounds.
At first, this sounded
right. I was the same way with you, Brad.
That's why I grabbed the headline.
Gotcha.
Right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, we did it that way. So you're thinking, does he have any friends?
But how did he do it healthily?
It just, you know, they don't tell us that.
No,
they just told us he took a bath.
That's right. That was a celebration
good for
of it.
Him.
Never mind. It just said that he lost weight in a very, very good
okay.
way.
Well, that's cool.
Well, celebrated with a bath.
Great. That's wonderful for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is kind of unfortunate. CBS News has made a lot of people mad because and the power of social media has shown up. CBSN on assignment. If you've seen this, it's CBSN on assignment.
Okay.
CBSN is their news platform.
Okay.
Available 24/7. So what they're trying to do is they're rolling that out on regular CBS so that you'll know that it exists, and so that'll be one more CBS product that you'll put on your device so that if you're a news junkie, and what they do is they do the CBSN on assignment is an opportunity for them to kind of dive in deep on stories. And so they can do long pieces on things that normally wouldn't have time on the CBS Evening News or whatever. Well, Iceland is on a pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome. Okay?
Okay.
The story that they're telling is that Iceland can eliminate Down syndrome and they're going to do it in our lifetime. The thing is, what they're doing is they are doing screenings ahead of time so that they can terminate pregnancies for people who have Down syndrome.
Oh.
Tell me how controversial that is.
Wow.
That's actually the plot to the movie Gattaca.
Okay.
If you've ever seen
it. I haven't seen
no.
that. I've heard the name of it. Almost 100% of the pregnancies that have tested positive for Down syndrome in Iceland have been ended. The numbers are almost as high in several European nations.
How far along do they have to be?
Well, they don't say that in this particular story, but clearly
I know some people it doesn't matter, but that could be an interesting factor to take into consideration.
Another way to genetically engineer the species, if you will.
Wow.
Patricia Heaton, if you remember her from Everybody Loves Raymond, fired off by saying, Iceland isn't eliminating Down syndrome. They're killing everybody that has it. There's a big difference.
Right.
Herman Cain, if you remember him, Herman Cain has chimed in on this controversy as well. Now, that's something people might want to be getting upset about.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 2017, and that's the kind of behavior that's going on.
Man.
Yeah. That's CBS N on assignment. Their story about Down syndrome in Iceland.
If you find that, if you really do find that interesting, then I recommend watching that movie Gattaca because that is essentially what it's about. Genetically engineering pregnancies to make people better people.
That's not going to make any of us feel good.
No.
Right?
No.
But the fact is that apparently it's happening. It's very disquieting. So there you are. It's 7:24.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 7:25. The Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for some weather sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be plenty hot today. High temperature around 100. The heat index is going to be probably 107 to 109. And winds will be up out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting to 20 miles an hour. Going to dry out a whole bunch of stuff outside, including your plants and grass and stuff like that. And then tonight, 78 will be our low. Continuing this pattern is we'll have hot temperatures, and the winds will be up a little bit all the way through Sunday, it looks like. Slight chance of showers showing up at 20% Saturday and Sunday. Cross your fingers and good luck there. Right now, we've got winds out of the south at 6, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies at 79.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here's something else to add needless tension in America. California announced that they are suing the Trump administration over sanctuary cities. San Francisco already has its own lawsuit, and Rahm Emanuel just led Chicago down the same path. Announcing the suit, California Attorney General Javier Becerra went after President Trump. He said that the president picked the wrong fight when he threatened to defund local law enforcement agencies who don't comply with federal immigration law. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is not backing down. When Chicago sued, Sessions said the Trump administration won't give away grant dollars to city governments that proudly violate the rule of law and protect criminal aliens at the expense of public safety. Sessions says this is a simple equation. They'll either comply with the law or they won't get taxpayer dollars. Now, only a fool would predict what the courts will do, especially with all the left-wing judicial activists posing as judges in the lower federal courts. But I know what they should do. State and local governments must comply with federal immigration law. The only reason sanctuary cities have operated outside the law is that nobody in the federal government had the political will to stand up to these insurgent mayors and governors. Until now. Keep your powder dry, folks. It's going to get interesting.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey guys, let's talk performance. Are you tired of all the sex pills and products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with high costs and side effects of prescriptions? Wouldn't it be nice to know that when that intimate moment is happening, that you are confident to satisfy your partner every time? You need to try Noxetril, the explosive all-natural male enhancement pill that will change your life once and for all. Noxetril is like having results on demand with powerful ingredients that go to work right away. We make it in certified top quality FDA labs, and the results are off the charts. Best of all, right now we are celebrating over 10 million pills sold and want all men to take advantage of our free bottle offer. With guaranteed results, you have nothing to lose.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The petition to add proposed amendments to the Bryan City Charter, circulated by Bryan New Directions, did not collect enough properly verified signatures to get their proposed amendments on the ballot in November. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada explained some of the reasons for disqualifying the signatures.
There were 232 signers where voter registration numbers, now called voter ID numbers, were not included, and we confirmed that 216 of those people are not registered voters.
Strada says 35 people signed the petition multiple times, 10 signers had invalid voter registration numbers, and multiple people signed who do not live in or are registered to vote in Bryan. Since the deadline for adding ballot items is Monday, it will be next year if any group wants to add proposals to amend the city charter.
We are restricted by law to two election days per year, and that's the May election date and the November election date. Those are the only 2 days that cities can hold election.
Strada says the petition needed 5% of the registered voters in the city. The College Station City Council voted 6-1 yesterday to have public hearings on a 2.5-cent tax rate increase for the fiscal year 2018. Under the new rate of 49.75 cents per $100 valuation, the owner of a $175,000 home would pay about $73 per month. The increase, which is on the debt service side, would support the construction of a new police station. Public hearings are scheduled for August 30th and September 11th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Budget and tax rate adoption is set for September 25th. Yesterday's three-hour session also covered special revenue funds, internal service funds, and hotel tax funds. There will be at least one contested race for the College Station school board elections in November. Shanna Elliott filed for place 7 yesterday. Board President Valerie Yokin is currently in place 7, but is not seeking re-election. Jerilyn Nolan has also filed for that position. Place 6 is also up for election. Michael Schaefer currently holds place 6 and has already filed for re-election. You're invited to a press conference this morning hosted by the Watch Your Back program and the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission to discuss the prevention of underage drinking and impaired driving.
We just want to remind parents, especially, that, you know, talking to your high school student or college freshman about the dangers of drinking and or drinking and driving is still important.
Program Director Laura Mooney says although drinking and driving is always an important topic, one thing they really want to stress is the minor in possession citation.
Just in 2016, College Station PD and University PD made 695 citations or arrests just for that particular charge. So we welcome them to join us, just learn more about what they can do to take good steps to make sure they're not in trouble.
The event starts at 10 a.m. at Veterans Park in the American Pavilion. Bryan police responding to a disturbance call on South Logan near West 29th Street on Saturday found a woman screaming for help from underneath her home. According to the arrest report, the woman says she was hiding from her son, who had threatened to kill her with a kitchen knife before locking her in the bedroom closet. The victim says her son, 24-year-old Armando Bustamante, lived with her and had been drinking and doing drugs. He became upset with her when she refused to give him money. When she also refused to give him her phone, he took it from her so she could not call the police. Bustamante then grabbed his mother by the arms and threatened her with a kitchen knife, grabbed her by the neck, and bit her. The victim was able to escape using a hole in the floor of her closet after her son locked her inside. Police officers found him in the attic and arrested him for interfering with an emergency telephone call and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Governor Abbott's priority property tax relief legislation fell victim to a quick end of the state legislature's special session.
Almost half of Governor Abbott's call made it through before the special session ended, but priority property tax reform was not one of them. State House passed a version with a 6% automatic rollback rate, but they gaveled out before they could hash out differences with the Senate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
The reason we did not vote on Senate Bill 1 as it came back in a take it or leave it because we're quitting and walking off our job mentality is because because it did nothing.
Patrick also blamed the House for killing the transgender bathroom bill, school choice vouchers, and $1,000 pay raises for teachers. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas legislature has approved new limits on local tree ordinances, but they aren't as sweeping as original proposals to virtually wipe out all such ordinances statewide. The House voted 119 to 23 on Tuesday to send a bill allowing property owners to plant new trees to offset municipal fees for removing old ones to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. There's no guarantee he'll sign it, though. A similar measure cleared the legislature during the regular legislative session, but Abbott vetoed it. And the Brazos County has implemented a burn ban for the next 90 days. All outdoor burning is prohibited until November 12th unless the ban is terminated early by the commissioner's court or the county judge. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawn mowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Once again, a lot of the action in the state will be well off to our north and west. We're under the influences of high pressure, a partly sunny day, with temperatures between 95 and 100 this afternoon. Clouds, they'll form overnight. Those will drop down to about 75 to 80. Some morning cloudy this tomorrow, then turning partly sunny. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Friday. Highs 95 to 100. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, former University of Nebraska standout Jeff Christie has been added to the A&M baseball staff. Meanwhile, the Astros took down the Diamondbacks in Arizona while the Rangers bested the Tigers thanks to back-to-back homers from Joey Gallo and Mike Napoli. And Baylor's lawsuit with sexual assault victim Jasmine Hernandez has been settled. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so for some reason they go out and they ask people, okay, what are the most annoying things that bad drivers do? Okay. Now,
everything.
I'm wondering if they ask any bad drivers, because, you know, Everybody thinks they're a good driver, right? Don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
everybody's the hero of their own story.
Yeah, those people, what those people do. And it's interesting because if you look at a place like this, which is a small town with really big colleges here, one big college and one really big, those people bring their driving habits with them. Okay?
Yeah.
If they come from the big city, guess what? They bring their habits with them. So if we, it'd be wonderful if we were this little quiet, bucolic town where everybody is nice and peaceful and happy with each other.
If
but
only,
it's not.
If only, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what they did. They asked these people, all right, one of the most annoying things that other drivers do. Number one, all right, so Chelsea.
Yes.
Brad.
Yes.
What is the number one thing that annoys you about other drivers? What is the number one thing?
That's like asking a parent to pick their favorite kid. That's a hard choice.
And the thing is, how you drive and where you drive in the city makes a ton of difference.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're on the freeway, that's one set of bad drivers. And if you're in the stop-and-go traffic of University or Texas or whatever, then that's part of it as well.
I would probably say passive drivers. Like, I actually like... I'm an aggressive driver,
okay.
I'll admit it, but right. I like people who make a decision and go,
uh-huh.
where people who hesitate, that's what I should say, hesitation drives me crazy. What? So whether it's putting their blinker on for a much longer time than needed, or you can tell they want to go and then they do that stop and go, like hit the brake type of thing. So I think just hesitation in general making any decision is what drives me crazy.
Like when they stop at a stop sign after you, but they like wave you to go forward.
Yes. Oh, that's annoying. Yeah.
I think one of my least favorite things is whenever somebody is in the right lane at a stoplight and they're not turning. Don't do that. Some of us have to turn right.
Yeah.
Wow, you're not as angry as Chase used to be. That's a pretty low tolerance for me compared to some of the things.
There's another one. Kevin, I know Kevin used to really hate whenever people would get on the on-ramp at super slow speeds. Yeah, exactly. It's an acceleration ramp.
Well,
go!
Don't get me started on the ramps.
Well, that's yesterday I did. Yesterday I'm driving it, and here's this person, and... I mean, okay, I'm that guy. I'm not going to move over to the left-hand lane just so you can get on going 40. Okay, I'm just not. This person stopped.
Ugh.
They stopped in the lane where you're supposed to be accelerating, but they put their blinker on so you'd know.
No.
Well, of course, if they're in the acceleration lane, they want to be on the freeway. That one. And
better let people know.
Well, sure. Where else are you going to go?
Right.
Yes.
With computers, there's an undo. There's no undo in driving.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't hit the little reverse button.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you make a dumb decision when you're driving, just follow the road as it goes and turn around at the next opportune time.
I want to stop on University Drive headed west because I need to get over into that lane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. is turning and then, having to go all the way over.
Yeah,
oh,
because
my gosh.
Guess what? You might have to go a little bit farther down because you didn't make a good decision.
Yeah. Well, and then just, you know, of course, the people who decide to cut you off and then slow down to a under the speed limit,
Well, this is a tough thing to talk about on the radio because my language, I've got to keep it under wraps here.
Well, the deal is what we have to remember is that slow drivers cause more accidents than fast drivers. I mean, they'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And those are the people we're talking about is people who go, oh, well, no, but I wanted to go over there. Well, you don't stop in the middle of the road. You can't do that. That's not a safe thing to do. Hello.
Okay, so when you're coming off the highway and you're going to turn right on an university, there's a turning lane there with no stop sign, no yield sign, and people stop there because they got to get all the way across to get over to Scott and White.
Yep,
and
I know.
I walk at them every day.
Use your horn.
I know that turn lane.
Or, oh, man, there was that saint who would stand over there at University in Texas with that sign that said, if you're turning right, you have your own lane.
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Yeah.
So I had a friend that used to teach defensive driving back when you did it live.
Yeah.
And he always started off with asking for pet peeves. And he had a young lady of a certain hair color that said her pet peeve was when she was driving in the left lane on the highway and people came up behind her and flashed her lights.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when they did that, she just slowed down even more.
Oh, yeah, I got a friend who's done stuff like that
before. Well, it was interesting. I heard just the other day, Katie and Frito on Candy 95 were talking about it, because apparently Frito is a slow driver. Like, he just kind of takes his time wherever he goes. But his argument for staying in the left lane on the highway was there is so much, especially if he's going to, you know, be traveling for a few exits, is there's so much weaving in and out between the on and off ramps in the right lane that he actually feels safer and feels like he's doing everyone else a favor by staying in the left lane.
No.
Does that make sense?
What speed is he going?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's going. I don't know.
And it's a pain, and there's weaving in and out because people in the right lane are going under the speed limit. Yeah. If everybody was just going, we would all merge like a zipper. It would be great.
Yeah, and I hear that, you know, and that makes sense. But if you get onto really multi-lane roads like 99 in Houston
His argument was here in Bryan College Station, I guess things are a little bit slower than a big city. But Right.
And we didn't even get to the list. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, but
we got our own list.
Hello.
There have actually been studies that say the weaving in and out from the left to the right lane actually is safer than people driving fast in the left lane.
Really?
So if you have a straight left lane in front of you and a lot of people to the right, you're still supposed to go back to the right-hand lane.
Yeah, in a perfect world, right? Mm-hmm. In a perfect world.
Well, yes, I didn't believe it myself, so I looked up a couple of studies on it because one of my pet peeves is people staying in the left lane.
Well, did it change the way that you drive?
Well, I do try to get back into the right lane more often because, you know, that's a law.
It is.
You can get a ticket.
You're right.
For driving.
It is a ticketable offense. It is a ticketable offense. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I do a lot of tickets and I see it all the time. So that is a ticketable offense. So, yes, I have changed my habits a little bit.
All right, good. Thanks. I appreciate that. I think about it, though, weaving back and forth is an opportunity to make a mistake and cut somebody off where you actually get into an accident because you're moving back and forth. You didn't look or whatever, or you had to put your cigarette down because you were holding your famous bowl and then there was your phone on the lap that you were actually talking when you're not supposed to in College Station. So all of those things would factor into it as well.
Absolutely.
But we didn't. We didn't even get to the list. Yes, caller.
Yeah, about that list. I like to drive in the left lane, but they won't let us because I'm driving something that weighs a little over 80,000 pounds.
Oh, that's
kind of hard. It's kind of hard to weave in and out of traffic when you're that big.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yeah, we're talking about people who are driving like a Volt. You know, there are people who have really big vehicles, and they can't do that.
Yeah. But I think merging between on and off ramps is probably – I changed my mind. That's my biggest is people who aren't aggressive enough getting on the highway – and it just causes a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Where you're driving in the city makes a lot of difference because there's so many bad habits no matter where you drive in the city. Thanks for the input this morning.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit SynergySolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you look at the stuff you own, what do you see? The person you are or the person you wish you were? Somebody told me about a man who decided to sell off the woodworking equipment he'd been collecting for years. He remembers standing in his driveway, watching it get loaded into the back of some guy's truck. At first, he described that moment as the death of his dream. because he'd always wanted to be a woodworker. I know the feeling. But he eventually had to admit that it was really the death of his fantasy self, the guy he wanted to be. There was always something that stopped him from getting up to his elbows in sawdust and furniture stain. He had bought all the stuff because he wanted to be a woodworker, but he just wasn't. Is your fantasy self taking up a lot of space needlessly? Maybe your bookshelves are lined with hardcovers and paperbacks you swore you'd read someday. Or maybe you have a shed full of camping gear that's never been used, a guitar collecting dust in the corner, or unopened painting supplies next to an empty canvas. All of those things can reflect your fantasy self, the person you wish to be. It's okay to stop pretending that you're a woodworker, a musician, or an artist. You may want to consider decluttering in the garage or storage room. And it may be wise to let go of all the emotional clutter that goes with your fantasy self, too. Set yourself free from the person you wish you were and discover who you really are. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, Texas A&M Baseball has added former University of Nebraska standout Jeff Christie to its staff. Christie will serve as a volunteer assistant coach and will mentor the catchers as well as handling duties pertaining to on-campus recruiting and development of scouting reports. Christie arrives in College Station with 7 years of collegiate coaching experience, the last two at the University of Central Oklahoma. Meanwhile, for A&M football, wide receiver and return specialist Christian Kirk has been named to the 2017 Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award watch list. The award is given annually to college football's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. The Aggies football season is right around the corner as they get set to take on UCLA at the Rose Bowl in California on Sunday, September 3rd. Kickoff's at 6:30 p.m. and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Austin, attorneys for a woman who filed a lawsuit against Baylor University accusing it of ignoring her reported rape by a football player say the case is settled. The suit filed by Jasmine Hernandez alleged institutional indifference to her rape by a player who was later convicted. Her attorney, Alexander Zalkin, told the Associated Press yesterday that agreements were reached over the weekend. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros had 6 extra base hits in the first 4 innings, building a big enough lead to hold off the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-4. The Astros returned to Minute Maid to face the Diamondbacks for Game 3 tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In Arlington,
the pitch swung on a high drive to right center field. Look at this one fly out of here. Upper porch, see you later. Gallo pulverized that one, and the Rangers lead 4-1. And Napoli puts a charge into one. This one's back. Upton looking up. Out of here. The Rangers go back-to-back.
That's back-to-back homers from Joey Gallo and Mike Napoli, and the Texas Rangers beat the Detroit Tigers 10-4. The Rangers look for the sweep of the Tigers tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, after missing 13 games last season after back surgery, J.J. Watt relishes any chance to compete.
I feel great. I feel very good. I'm very excited to be out there. I'm not here to make any proclamations. I'm not here to say any breaking news, but I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited for the season.
Houston's star defensive end was pumped after he and the Texans had the first 2 joint practices with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The Texans face the Pats in preseason play on Saturday at 7 p.m. in Houston.
And in New York, the NFL Players Association has appealed Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension over the league's conclusion that its 2016 rushing leader injured his former girlfriend in three separate incidents last summer. Quarterback Dak Prescott had this to say about Zeke.
There's not much I could do right now but support him. And I know that's what this team's going to do, this coaching staff is going to do. We're going to support him. We're going to let the people above that take care of whatever they've got. We've got a great group of running backs that have plenty of experience that are going to step up. So for us right now, it's just to have his back and just to move forward.
The union said it will represent Elliott to, quote, ensure that the NFL is held to its obligation of adhering to principles of industrial due process. The NFL conducted a year-long investigation after Ohio prosecutors didn't pursue a domestic violence case. The Cowboys take the field at Jerry World against the Colts on Saturday at 6 p.m. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir, and it's time for the deal of the day. A 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee is what they're featuring at Team Ford of Navasota. Four-door SUV, V6, 8-speed automatic, only 35,000 miles, and you can get this one for $25,997. To see this and other great deals, you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com, or you can make the short trip. It's south in Navasota, obviously, on Highway 6 right next to Sioux Falls Prater. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
Good morning. It's a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm not even going to do the list of bad driving habits, okay?
We had a lot of texters text in, so I apologize for not getting to everything. Okay. But most of them were basically repeats of what we were saying anyway.
I mean, on this list, it says not using your turn signal.
That is a mild offense.
Yeah, it does get on my nerves, but
yeah. You're right. It does.
It's awful, but it's nothing compared to some of the other stuff we hate.
Anyway, I don't know who these people were or where they talked to. All right, let me see what else we can do to make your head explode this morning. When the moon passes in front of the sun, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's called a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's going to happen on Monday.
Yep. Okay?
Probably an incredible teaching moment, right?
Uh-huh.
But some schools are holding back a bit on how they will encounter the event.
Oh, no.
District 62 schools in Des Plaines, Illinois, citing safety, will observe an indoor recess to keep the children inside the gymnasium.
From staring at the sun.
Some parents clearly disappointed at the decision will be pulling their kids out of school that day. Now, the NASA website will stream the event for schools who are keeping children inside. The agency is also providing online resources for educators to ensure that properly protected students will be able to watch. Now, look.
Properly protected.
I remember the last time we had I don't even know if it's substantial. It was about a 30%, okay? And I wasn't living here. I was living in Beaumont.
Okay.
It was about a 30% eclipse. But it was cool to be outside and see that. No, I'm not going to look at the sun, and I'm not going to let my kids look at the sun.
Right, but I'm also not going to keep them inside and protect them from all of the world's wars.
Talk about helicopter. That's like space shuttle parenting.
Because, again, the light, when the leaves and the trees actually act as pinholes. I mean, and so you'll see the shadow cast in a different way. You'll be able to actually see that portion of the sun that's blocked out. But no, let's put our snowflakes in the gym because we don't want them to look at that.
Can't handle it.
Well, or who knows? It may make them act erratically, you know? Animals.
Like because kids don't act weird enough.
Exactly. All right, it's going to be hot today. Heat index 109. And that's 79 right now. WTAW College Station, Brian.